is Al Simpson. When President-elect Clinton's honeymoon with America ends, just don't expect Clinton and the Congress to live happily ever after. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. While President-elect Clinton calls himself a new breed of Democrat, his old leopard spots look strangely familiar. Yet many of Clinton's proposals run clearly counter to the failed liberal policies Congress still clenches so tightly in its fist. Ted, what will really happen when Clinton sends Congress the line item veto on a capital gains tax cut? And what will really happen when Clinton finally realizes that the only way to ever balance the budget is to put the big spending liberals like you on the balanced budget amendment leash? He used it in Arkansas, and he'll sure need it here in Washington. Ted, Clinton calls himself a new Democrat, but just like George Bush did, he will find out very swiftly that the old-time Democrats who cling fiercely to the outdated, wasteful liberal programs of the past will continue to rule the roost in the Congress.
Al, you're mistaken once again. Democrats in Congress are ready to roll up their sleeves and work with Bill Clinton and the new administration. What you need, Al, is a lesson in political science and congressional reality. The real threat to a honeymoon for the administration isn't from Democrats in either the House or the Senate. It isn't from Republicans in the House. They can squawk. But as a practical matter, they don't have the votes to cause any big trouble. The real threat to any honeymoon is likely to come from Senate Republicans, Al, and you know exactly what I mean. Arcane Senate rules permit endless obstruction through filibusters. Your right-wing Republican colleagues have already made it clear, as one of you ominously put it, that you're prepared to play the role of chaperone on the honeymoon. I hope you'll resist that temptation, Al. There's a big difference between loyal opposition and obstruction to change. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on School Choice. A new report says it's not working. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.